the African cobra loose in Granbury yesterday.
With the cobra hood.
He's got his own Twitter handle. Had it within moments of the story breaking.
Does it really?
He's got his own PR firm. We were trading gifts and memes back and forth last night. So I said, gotta be on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we go to somewhere in Grand Prairie for a little Who's on the Hotline to talk to the Grand Prairie Snake, ladies and gentlemen, the Cobra on the line. Hello.
Oh, Texas.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Mr. Cobra.
Yes.
Mr., Mrs., I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, we don't.
We'll just call you Cobra.
That's a sinister voice, though.
Well, you didn't think I was going to let that Willem Dafoe voice go to waste.
Oh, is that it?
Did
yeah.
You?
Well,
good to see we are using that voice, exactly. But they say, your bad news, stay away if we see you in any way. Or...
Oh, come on. Come on. I'm not that bad.
Oh,
you're scary. I wouldn't approach you.
No. We get a bad rap about stuff like this.
A bad rap.
You are kind of deadly.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, they say do not approach you in any way, shape, or form.
Nah, it's just more speciesism. Snakes are people, too.
Are they?
Speciesism?
No, people are snakes. That's it. I got it wrong backwards.
It's a little backwards there, but you're on the loose, man.
No, I was just a little restless. You
oh,
know,
that's why you broke
trapped
out.
Trapped in a cage, you know how it is.
That's not a lot of fun.
It's kind of scary.
Got a case of the twisties. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, everybody is saying that these days.
Broke out.
I don't think that's how it works, really.
Plus, what is this guy doing having me as a pet?
I question that myself.
Thank you.
Do you need a license in this state for anything at this point anymore?
Well, he had one at this point. Would you stop hissing, please?
But if you were asking, and we were all thinking,
what?
Is this the kind of guy that owns swords all throughout his house? Yes, he is.
He does kind of look like a guy that would have swords all over his house.
I did make it through the night.
Yes, you did. I was excited that this worked out because I was wondering.
And in the state of Texas, I'm surprised I even made it this far.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of people out looking for you.
A lot.
I'm just not out here to make an ass out of myself.
Okay, judge's ruling on that.
I said ass.
I know.
Well, if
okay.
Someone does come up upon you, what are some things we need to look out for?
Yes. What should we do?
Show me the sights.
Oh.
I'm out here to get some...
You want to go sightseeing.
Fresh air.
Go look around.
I'm taking in
okay.
The Wax Museum.
That's very close to where you're at.
Right.
Trader's home. Village this weekend.
Oh, well, it's sold there.
Well, I see a cousin for sale there.
And, you know, it's Six Flags. His birthday.
Oh, that's right. Today.
We got a couple of families on the log flume.
Oh, that's not very nice at all. They're
and of course,
Cobra.
I'll be at the city council meeting tonight because I love politics.
Okay.
Yes. I fit right yes, in.
I bet you do right there.
But you're right. I'm very active. I'm social.
Yes.
Media, yes.
Which surprised a lot of us. Not going to lie.
Hashtag.
What?
I don't know. You're the human. Spell it out.
Okay.
But if you have a rat problem.
Uh-huh.
A problem of any kind.
Uh-oh.
Slide into my DMs.
Oh, you're the guy.
So
I know a guy.
Creepy there, Grand Prairie Cobra.
That's right. Get ready for the Cobra variant.
Don't do that. No, we don't need one of those. It's not
yeah.
What we needed right now.
And you thought two bites from a vaccine was bad.
He is creepy, Willem Dafoe voice Cobra.
Hang on, my Uber's here.
You're what?
You can travel by Uber.
Your Uber is here.
See you later.
I hope not.